Hello and welcome. This is Luke Cassidy from the Online Desk. Today I'm speaking to Dan O'Brien, Economics Editor. Dan, Brian Lenihan died today. You conducted the last major media interview with him. What was it like?
It was, I think, without question, the most extraordinary interview I've ever conducted with a politician. We had, as part of that BBC documentary, conducted maybe 15 or 20 interviews with people involved in different countries and in Dublin. And it was the last interview. We'd expected about half an hour, and it went on for 2 hours. The transcript comes to almost 20,000 words. It was an interview during which at times I wondered if he'd forgotten that it was being recorded. He was so open and frank, and he was the only person really to be open and frank about what happened in November. He was prepared to both offer praise to some people and be critical of some of the actors involved, and also about his own personal feelings at the time, the difficulties he felt, the personal pain he felt at having to go and be a finance minister who presided over an unprecedented loss of economic sovereignty.
Do you think he was so open in that April 6th interview because it was almost behind him? He was out of government at that stage. Do you think that led to his frankness where others couldn't be in the same position?
Oh, that was certainly the case. He was very clearly a man unburdened. He had, for the previous 2.5 years, had been under the most extraordinary pressure, both in terms of the daily concern that the financial system would simply shut down. And incidentally, one of his achievements, and one that probably isn't recognised, is the very fact that the banking system remained open and didn't shut down, plus his own finding out that he had a very serious form of cancer, which, as we know, has unfortunately led to his untimely demise. And in those days, the interview was conducted on April 6th, so it was weeks after the election and only weeks after he had left office. And he flowed. You know, he wanted to discuss at times, you know, it wasn't really an interview. It was a discussion, a back and forth on what happened and his memory of dates and my memory of dates. And we'd sort of discuss whether it was that date or another date. And a lot of it was just not usable for an interview. And, you know, in the end, we only used maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the 2 hour tape. But my interpretation at the time was this was a man who simply was unburdened by the enormous pressures he had been under and wanted to get it off his chest to some extent and say how he viewed things. But I think in hindsight, you know, clearly, you know, this was 2 months ago, he recognised that the end was near and he did want to put it on record. And I think that clearly was part of his motivation that day.
You mentioned some of his achievements, and I suppose looking back on the bank guarantee of September 08, what could have happened?
Well, I don't think, and certainly in that interview and at other times, you know, Brian Lennon was not the sort of man to believe he was always right. And I think, you know, we didn't discuss specifics, but he acknowledged that things during his time as minister could have been done better, and that mistakes had been made. And I think that's unquestionable. I think during those times, there were things that mistakes were made. But specifically on the guarantee, they were faced with an extraordinary position at that time. And the risk was that the entire banking system was shutting down. Like, if we just look at the wider international context, 2 weeks before that, Lehman Brothers had crashed. The entire international financial system was teetering. The Irish financial system, because it was even weaker than pretty much any other, bar Iceland, which had already just melted down, they had to do something drastic. And I think as time goes on, the consensus now may be that that was a mistake. I personally don't think it was. I don't think they really had any alternative. And perhaps in the fullness of time, the views will change on that decision.
Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.